We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to WBZ News Radio 1030, our brother station in Boston. Adam Kaufman is the morning sports anchor. Adam, good morning.
You know, it's not exactly a spring chicken over there either.
Well, you've got a
very valid point.
How about two of the best quarterbacks?
I was looking it up the other day. You got, you know, these two guys have combined for, what, almost 80 years on this planet and 36, I think, in the NFL when you include this coming season that's just underway. So
yeah,
they've been around a while.
Eight Super Bowls collectively. How about that?
Yeah, that is pretty incredible.
That's wins, not appearances.
Yeah, that's correct. And as you know, Adam, the Steelers have not beaten the Patriots in Gillette Stadium when Belichick and Brady have been both in the game. So
0-5.
It's a big challenge for the team to go up there on opening night and opening weekend for us. But you're going to do this big ceremony to recognize your latest Super Bowl.
Yeah, there'll be the unveiling of that six championship banner, so obviously there'll be a lot of energy in the building, and everybody will be excited. Now, I think that carries you to a certain point. I would say it gives you the ultimate confidence and everything like that, and I guess it does to get yourself underway, but it's hard not to think back just a couple of years ago when the Patriots unveiled their fifth championship banner, and they were leading most of that game, and things turned in the fourth quarter, and they lost to the Chiefs in the game that around here is kind of known as the Kareem Hunt game now, because he was a rookie and just absolutely went off in his NFL debut. So it's not as though nobody's guaranteeing victory or anything like that. Of course, the Pats are favored by anywhere between 5.5 and 7 points, I think, depending on where you look. So Patriots have a lot of talent, but no one's taking the Steelers for granted either, even without Antonio Brown there anymore, and people might be happy about that with what's going on in Oakland. But I don't have to tell you, you still got Juju Smith-Schuster, who's coming off an incredible year. James Conner did a heck of a job replacing a lot of production lost by Le'Veon Bell last year, before his injury anyway. And so Patriots defense is going to be tested, and then Tom Brady's offense without Rob Gronkowski now that he's retired, there's a lot of question marks there. So they're going to have to try and figure that out as well, kind of on the fly.
Yeah, Adam, I think a lot of Steelers fans looking at the Patriots see Rob Gronkowski's retirement as a win-win for the Steelers.
Because, well, he's killed us over the years.
He has consistently just been a Steeler killer. So him not being there, but somehow you just think Brady and Belichick will just get over that and move on to a next big target.
Well, I think it's a win for everybody in the NFL that's not the New England Patriots. You're talking about an all-pro guy who, even when he wasn't totally himself, was still at least the threat of being that, and a huge, just bulked-up, talented, strong. You're talking about one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history. And so, yeah, when you lose him, and especially when you don't really replace him, they have Benjamin Watson, though he suspended the first four games of the year, so after that, you're talking about the Matt LaCosses of the world, and he's banged up, and that's not a household name, and Lance Kendricks and guys along those lines. So, you know, I think we'll just continue to see the evolution of the Patriots offense. You know, you go back a decade or so, and it was that big two tight end set with Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez, and then Pats for years tried to replicate that with other tight ends who had some success elsewhere, couldn't really do it. Now it might be an offense that leans heavily on the running backs, and not just as a run game, in which they had a lot of success on the way to that championship last year, but guys who can catch balls out of the backfield, James White, Rex Burkhead, and others. Sony Michel had a very good rookie year and had a great playoff run. And some receivers that there's going to be kind of that development of familiarity on the go, at least early on here for Brady, because there's only three guys on this roster who have at least receivers who have caught passes from Brady. There's Julian Edelman, who was a little bit banged up in training camp in the preseason. Philip Dorsett, who's not a high-volume guy but is semi-automatic, you know, catches virtually everything thrown his way. And then Josh Gordon, who's a giant question mark. The guy could go off for 150 yards, or he could get just a few targets and have really modest production. After that, you know, we don't know what to expect right now from Jacoby Myers, who is an undrafted rookie who had a great preseason, albeit with the backup, Jarrett Stidham, not with Tom Brady. You have Demaryius Thomas. We don't know what's left in the tank for him. And again, just a bunch of unknowns. So this is going to be typical of what you see from the Patriots. I know the Steelers don't typically see the Patriots this early on in the season, but we're used to around here, first month of the season, it's kind of a feeling out process. So no one's going to be shocked if the Pats lose, but I think most people do expect the Patriots to win, at least around here.
We're with Adam Kaufman from WBZ in Boston. So, Adam, last year the Steelers did beat the Patriots, albeit at Heinz Field, but the difference is this year their number one draft pick, Devin Bush, we don't know what to expect, but what we've seen, he's going to be game changer for the Steelers' defense. And on the offense, you know you've got really good talent. You've got one of the best lines in football. You've got some really talented receivers. You've got not only James Conner, but you're going to hear this name, Jalen Samuels. He's going to be an impact player for the offense. But the defense, with Joe Hayden back there and T.J. Watt, you know, we got a lot of talent here too. So I think we match up a little better than maybe we have in previous years where they've come to Foxborough.
Yeah, you might be right. I mean, this Steelers team is still one that a lot of people think is going to win the division and, you know, is right there in terms of championship odds atop the AFC with some of the other better competition in that conference, including obviously the Patriots. So I think tonight will be Sunday night at this point will be a fun, challenging game. That's, you know, after the season kicked off last night, I think everybody's ready to get going. You know, we're tired of talking about, you know, football's coming.
Yeah, let's play.
Like, let's play the game. They count now, you know?
You know, around here, I think we're tired of talking about Antonio Brown. We want to talk about the Steelers playing football because it's gotten a little bit old.
It's so bad. O.J. Simpson.
You guys aren't careful. You know, he's going to wind up back there.
No. It's so bad, Adam. O.J. Simpson is tweeting how disappointed he is in Antonio Brown. That's how bad it's gotten. Oh. But before you go, you're the reigning Super Bowl champs. Each franchise has six Lombardi trophies.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we've got to give it up. I guess Cleveland's going to win it this year, apparently, based on what we're hearing.
Appropriate response.
It's crazy, right? Because it really – I don't know if it's just the way the odds makers, you know, the way the money's been pushed around, bets that are being made, and obviously there's a lot of hype there. Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., if he's right, you know, Jarvis Landry, you got a lot of talent in the backfield as well. There's some good young talent on the defensive side, but is everyone just ignoring the fact that Freddie Kitchens is totally inexperienced as a head coach? I mean, he's a first-year head coach who started last year as, what, the running backs coach before ultimately getting elevated to offensive coordinator and developing that relationship?
Yeah, we're not ready to concede that the Browns will win the division, let alone the Super Bowl. We'll see, and we'll see you Sunday night in Foxborough. Adam Kaufman, WBZ, thank you.
Should be great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.